At least 5 countries are grabbing headlines due to protest and unrest. Today, we're focusing on just one of them, and we'll look at how the situation affects the local church. Then, we'll follow that with some details about the importance of family, and we'll help you find your place in the story. We'll start today with a look at the protests that are trending in multiple countries these days. Hong Kong, Haiti, Iraq, and Lebanon, just to name a few. And, of course, Iran. Authorities warned of a crackdown following nationwide demonstrations this weekend. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari tells us,
the recent riots are not isolated, but in fact, there are a continuance of December 2017 protests. Back then in 2017, people were also chanting the same slogans they're chanting today. Stop sending our money to Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, and Yemen. We have no food or oil.
Heart for Iran broadcasts Christian programming to Iran through its satellite channel, Mohabbat TV. These are critical resources in tumultuous times.
Heart for Iran processes 700-plus daily contacts from Iranian Muslims asking about Jesus after watching Christian Farsi programming on Mohabbat TV. Half of these people feel they have a duty to join the uprising, while the other half are asking us what their role as a new Christian in politics should be.
We as individuals can't influence Iran's leaders, but we know the one who holds the world in his hands. So pray for religious freedom and for better human rights in Iran.
Please pray for Iranian Christians to have the same rights as believers have in North America. Pray for our leaders to stand up for justice and freedom in Iran. Many Iranians are looking to the West for support and help.
Last week, we told you about Slava Gospel Association's Christmas outreach called Emmanuel's Child. When SGA partner churches give gifts to kids in Russia, it's not the gifts the kids care about most. It's the paper star that holds the name and city of a family who's committed to praying for that child.
But I've been in outreaches where the kids set all of their gifts aside. They set their Bible aside, although some clutch the Bible. And they want to know, who is the family? What is the name of the family that is handwritten on that card? They cannot believe that there's a person on the other side of the world praying for them and thinking about them.
These simple stars are having a profound impact on entire families.
We're talking about the gospel going out to unreached children and their parents. There couldn't be anything more exciting than seeing people come to faith. In heaven, the angels are rejoicing. And what a great opportunity that people, some who have never heard of one true God before, much less Jesus Christ, are hearing a message of hope.
Ask God to use these paper stars to show kids and their families his deep love for them and to lead them to his truth. If you'd like more details on how you can participate, look for the links at missionnews.org. And finally, in Ghana, many of the orphans have living parents. Well-intentioned donations encourage well-meaning parents to send their children to the orphanages so they have access to resources. Now the Ghanaian government has joined forces with Bethany Christian Services to move away from the orphanage model and toward a better one. And the focus is family, biological, foster, or adopted, says Naa Jorka Muhenu, director of Bethany Ghana.
We became very core in the government's process with the care reform system. And as we speak now, Bethany has been able to help the government launch its foster care training manual.
Kids need more than just food, water, and a roof to thrive.
You can still sponsor a child within their biological family or even within the foster care system and still be happy that you are reaching out to a child in need. Because research has shown that children go through a lot psychologically and have a lot of issues, emotional issues, when they live so long in orphanages.
Pray that believers find a way to get involved. The biblically based family has the power to connect, lift up, and help transform lives. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.